Hey, good morning, church. We're going to go ahead and get started this morning. We're so glad you're here on Scout Sunday. We've got a fine group of young men and women, and they're going to be joining us for the service this morning. So happy to have you guys join us this morning as guests. So, hey, Dusty, get us started this morning. Let's sing about trust. 3, 4. Please stand with us. Please stand and sing with us this morning.
Trust in the Lord, are a strong mountain, they will not,
no,
they will not be moved. Those who trust in the Lord, are a strong mountain, they will not.
No,
they will not be moved.
When the world moves like that,
you alone are faithful.
You alone are faithful.
Jesus,
you
will not be changed.
Christ the King sets my feet. The key sets my feet on a firm foundation that will not,
it will not
be moved.
Here we go, sing it out.
Though the world moves like that, you alone are able.
You alone are able.
Jesus, you will not be changed.
Those who trust in the Lord,
or
as Mount Zion, they will not,
no,
they will not be moved. Those who trust in the Lord,
or
as Mount Zion, they will not,
no,
they will not.
Sing it out.
Though the world moves like mad, you alone are faithful.
You alone are faithful.
Jesus, you will not be
guys. Please be seated for just a moment.
Amen. Thank you so much, Mike. It's so great to be with you this morning as we are gathered here in worship today. Really just lift up the praise of Christ this morning, and we want to especially thank our visitors and especially our scouts for being here with us this morning as we try to really celebrate the name of God. And we will have the registration pads passed. We might do that as the scouts become seated later in the service. And when those pass to you, we invite you to put your name and some information down, if you don't mind, so we can get a record of your attendance. We do have some announcements to lift up to you this morning. We have begun already a couple classes, the Life of Abraham, taught by Doug Walker, and the Gospel of Luke, taught by myself, and we encourage you to still come if you want to be a part of those classes, Tuesday at 6, We really welcome you there. And then on February 21st, we'll have Reverend Mary's class begin that will be running for 5 weeks. So we encourage you to be there for that if you can. We also want to remind you that we are collecting hygiene items for the month of February. We are taking a plethora of different items that you would think of when you think of toiletries, and they can be travel size or regular. And we'll have designated boxes right here in the back of this room and then outside the sanctuary. And we also want to remind you that at the end of this month, we'll be having stone soup Sunday, February 26th. With that, let us now stand and greet one another in the name of Christ. At this time, we're going to have the presentation of the colors. So if you would return to your seats and give all of your attention to Elijah.
Would you please stand for the presentation of the colors? Color guard, advance. Color guard, post the colors. Would you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance to the Christian flag? I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands, one Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty unto those who all believe. Would you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance to the American flag? Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic, which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. For those of you who know it, would you please join me in the Scout Oath? On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country, to obey the Scout Law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. Would you please join me in the Scout Law? Scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. Would you please join me in the Girl Scout promise? On my honor, I will try to serve God and my country, to help people at all times, and to live by the Girl Scout law.
Good morning. Thank you for sharing this day with us. Thank you, Senior Patrol Leader Elijah Chambers and Scouts. I would like to introduce Jim Britt. He's our scouting coordinator for the Pack and the Troop. He's our liaison with the church, who holds our charter for the Pack and the Troop. Jim, would you please stand? He puts up with a lot. And Ben Allen is our scoutmaster for Troop 24. And I'm Chi Dolan. I'm your cubmaster for Pack 24. Will all of the leaders for Pack and Troop 24 please stand? Please remain standing, and if you have ever been a leader in a Cub Scout, Boy Scout, or Girl Scout troop, pack, please stand. Now it gets a little more fun. If you've ever been in scouting, please stand. Thank you. You may be seated. You are part of 110 million people. people who have been in Boy Scouts of America in the last 117 years. So give yourselves a big hand. I'm going to give you the State of the Scouts report. Troop 24, for those of you who don't know, is the oldest continuous troop west of the Mississippi. And we are 94 years old this year. Troop 24 has 19 scouts, 19 leaders, so think about that ratio. And I want to introduce Ben Allen again because last night he got the District Scoutmaster Award of the Year. Come on, Ben. He does an awesome, awesome job. Our Cub Scouts, we have 80 in our Cub Scout pack. We have 24 leaders. And this is our 50th year. Not to be outdone, we have Girl Scouts, Troop 6349, and they have 22 leaders and scouts. And that's led by Sarah O'Banion. Is Sarah in here? I think she went with a confirmation class, didn't she? I would like to give you something, Chase. Would you come forward?
No clapping for me.
You know, since Chase is an Eagle Scout and he's a part of Scout Sunday, here's a Scout Sunday patch for 2017.
Aw, thank you so much.
And because the pack is 50 years old this year, this is our new Cub Scout t-shirt.
All right, thank you. I'll take it on behalf of the staff.
I have a bag for the rest of the staff. If you will take that, receive that and that honor. Thank you. A scout's duty to God is part of the Boy Scout and Girl Scout oath. A scout is reverent. It's the final thought of the Boy Scout law. And if you want to see it in action, come up here on any given Tuesday night, and we completely take over the whole bottom floor from 7 to 8:30. So I encourage you, if you would like to be a merit badge counselor, a scout leader, or you want to get your son in scouts, jump on in. We'll take you. We would love to have you. For each rank advancement, the scouts are asked how they have done and their duty to God. Scouts are encouraged to learn and follow the religious beliefs of their family. This encourages them to think about themselves as being part of a higher authority. This should make them and us feel important about ourselves and giving us a sense of purpose to help others. The Boy Scout and the Girl Scout slogan, coincidentally, are both "Do a good turn daily." Good turn is a good deed. It's the first principle that a young Cub Scout learns when he's held upside down to pin on his Bobcat badge. How many of you remember being turned upside down for your Bobcat pet? And as Jim said earlier, we haven't lost anybody yet doing that. You know, Jim and I both serve on Eagle Boards of Reviews, and he was in one last week. And when he asked the scout, when did he do a last good turn, he actually remembered it. When my son was going through his Eagle Scout Board of Review, the head of the Board of Review asked him, "Well, John, when did you become an Eagle Scout?" His answer was, "I always have been." You know, when you have a passion for scouting and you have a love of God, the two go hand in hand. And that's what we try to do every Tuesday night. Helping others is one of the strongest principles of scouting. And with our new books, service to others is one of the main principles in it. It's also a guiding principle of all of the world's main religions. Here's some of the saying of the other religious beliefs of our scouts. Christianity, "And everything do to others as you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets, the golden rule." Hinduism, "This is the sum of duty. Do not do to others what would cause pain if done to you." Buddhism, "Treat not others in ways that you yourself would be hurtful. Islam, "Not one of you truly believes until you wish for others what you wish for yourself." Judaism, "What is hateful to you, do not do to your neighbor. This is the whole Torah, as the rest is commentary." With all of the information that's going out in today's media about scouting, I get lots of questions about that. So I want to answer you how I answer anybody that asks me that. With all of the things that are floating around on media, I want to show you this. Here's a scout handbook. Here's a Bible. This is what we teach. Any questions? I want to thank you, Asbury, for supporting us as a pack and a troop, for providing a place for us, for showing us that we are doing a good ministry, and we thank you on behalf of everybody here. Thank you.
Ready.
I am. You are perfect in all of the ways. You are perfect in all of the ways. You are perfect in all of the ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways.
All right, guys, we're going to learn a new word today. Hold up. All right, this word is reverence. Have any of you ever heard of this word before? You too? Boy Scouts? Yeah. All right, do either one of you know what it means from last time? Yeah. What's that? Say that again.
It's a special word for faithful.
That's right. It's a special word for faithful. That's good. And faithfulness is believing in God, right?
Yes.
Yes. Excellent. All right. So in Boy Scouts, we have lots of things we talk about. And this is the last point in our Scout law, being reverent. And I think it's very fitting that they put believing in God as the very last thing, as the foremost thing, right? Everybody agree with that? Good. All right, so in our Scout Oath, we have 3 points. We have duty to self, duty to nation, and most importantly, we have duty to God. So reverence and duty to God fit together real well, don't you think? Right. And finally, I'm going to talk about our Scout motto, which is being prepared. Now, that can be being prepared for lots of things. It can be being prepared for a test you have coming up in school, or any like a sports game or anything like that, but it also means being prepared to accept God into your life. So the Boy Scouts, while we do lots of community service and things like that, we have a strong focus on faithfulness and a strong focus on reverence, which is that new word, okay? So are you guys going to remember the word reverence from now on? You can impress your teachers by saying, "I was reverent this weekend."
Yeah.
Let's do that. All right. Let's close on a little prayer. Lord, help us to use all the skills that the Boy Scout teaches and that the Scout law, oath, and motto teach to use reverence in our lives and to accept God's will in our lives. Amen. Excellent.
Thank you so much. Thanks to Bob for leading in that great message of how to be reverent. I hope that you're finding it a joyful thing to be in worship this morning. And I would direct your attention to our bulletin, which has the prayer requests that we'll be inviting you all to be in prayer for this week. And now I invite you for all of us to bow our heads as we go to God in prayer. Most gracious God, we are so thankful to be here, in the presence of the Holy Spirit, to be led here this morning to give you praise and worship as you so deserve. For there are times that we go throughout our week where moment by moment, we aren't focused on you, and when we do fall into that mentality, we ask for forgiveness, God, that you would help us to think of you moment by moment and live in your name moment by moment and sharing in Christ as best we can with others. We know that this faithful life brings to our hearts strength and courage, and that the more we walk by faith, the more we trust in you, and the more we trust in you, the more we grow love within our hearts. God, there are many problems in our world, many crises that are on our minds, and Lord, we pray not only that you would just envelop them within your arms, but you would also call us to faithful action to help be instruments of peace and strength in those situations. And we pray for those that mourn, those that are in pain, those that just feel trapped, that you would light their path and help them walk to see you more clearly. And now we pray the prayer our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive those who trespass against us. As we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and power, and the glory forever. Amen. As the ushers make their way forward to collect this morning's offering, I invite you to think deeply about what it means to be grateful, what it means to be generous, what it means to show others love. Will you pray with me? God, a grateful heart will have generosity flow out from it. We live in a world that is selfish, greedy, and Lord, we need to be countercultural and spread selflessness and generosity. Help us to do that. In Christ we pray. Amen.
Feet made
Amen and amen. Beautiful. Absolutely wonderful. And I'm just going to have a quick message to the scouts. I'm sorry. I did not prepare a second sermon for you. You have to hear the same one I preached earlier. So I hope that you are alert and you've had all your donuts and your caffeine, and we're all going to explore this one more time together. We now turn to our scripture passage from the letter of James, chapter 3, verses 5 through 10. So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great exploits. How great a forest is set ablaze by a small fire, and the tongue is a fire. The tongue is placed among our members as a world of iniquity. It stains the whole body, sets on fire the cycle of nature, and is itself set on fire by hell. For every species of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature can be tamed and has been tamed by the human species, but no one can tame the tongue, a restless evil full of deadly poison. With it we bless the Lord and Father, and with it we curse those who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this ought not to be so. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us bow for a brief moment of prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak to us. Your children are listening. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we ask. Amen. You all know sticks and stones, so let's say it together. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That is the wisdom that my mother shared with me when I was about 7 or 8 years old, when there was a bigger kid that decided to cut me down, say all kinds of nasty things about me and hurt my feelings and make fun of me. That's the wisdom that was shared. And so not too long after that, the bigger kid and I were together again, and he must have read my mind, because I wasn't going to dare say the wisdom my mother had shared with me, but he read my mind, and he read that I had thought that. He pushed me up against the fence, lifted me from my shirt, and that wisdom meant nothing to me. Let's say it one more time. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Wrong. And we all know it to be wrong because, my brothers and sisters, words hurt. Words can cause war. Words can bridge peace. Words can cut deep into our hearts, become anchored into our souls, and pull us to the ground. They can linger and dwell with us for years and years and years, far outlasting any broken arm. These words that come from our mouths are powerful, can be used for good and bad, and oftentimes we give in to the bad by our gossiping, by our cutting down of others. Many of you may be familiar with Gordon Ramsay. He's a famous British chef, and he has several TV shows, and one of those television shows is called Hell's Kitchen. And it's a competition show of many professional chefs that are fighting it out to become the head chef of a new restaurant. But they have to go through Gordon Ramsay, a tough, tough critic that will hurl any word in the dictionary at them. I'm not going to repeat those words this morning, nor will I ever, hopefully. And I just want to share with you that that's one side. And the other side is there's another television show that's the opposite. It's MasterChef Junior. And it's a lovely show with kids ranging from 8 to their early teens. And Gordon Ramsay mentors them, builds them up, encourages them, has words of wisdom and love. And you see these kids not only increase their abilities, but overcome their weaknesses. And it's a heartwarming show. All of this is to say that the tongue can bless and curse. The power behind our mouths, we know how deep it is. We know how hurtful they can be. A couple years ago, at the closing of annual conference, which is all the Methodist churches in Arkansas gathering with preachers and laity, we had this preacher who spoke upon the power of blessing. And she talked about how the Holy Spirit gives us the power in order to say, God bless you, and to mean it, and to have it change something. The Lord bless you and keep you is not something passive, but something that's incredible and active, that we must celebrate. But so often we falter and we give in to the temptation to say a snide comment, to hurt someone down or to cut others down so we look better. But know this, that you have the power with your words to change a person's day entirely by simply saying, I love you, or you're awesome. How incredible you are. You inspire me. Doesn't those words have an incredible impact? Don't they make a difference? James is concerned because that tongue can be so venomous. And that tongue can lead to division in the church community he's writing to, just as it leads to division among us. When I was younger, I would go to the beach with my mother's side of the family in South Carolina, and we'd spend a week there, and it'd be great. Great time in the ocean, lots of great food, fun stories. One year, we decided to do 2 weeks, but never again. Because about that week and a half, doors were slamming, yelling, and volume was increasing. People were leaving in droves, and my dad said, we will never do that again. We've experienced some of this. Maybe some of you have personal stories about family being divided. How with the power of words, friends can become enemies and rivals. With the power of words, children and parents can go without speaking for years. With the power of words, we can crush someone's soul, sometimes without even knowing we did it. But we must be prepared to take the wisdom and strength and love of God's grace into our hearts. And we must be prepared to bless and not curse, honor and not shame. And how we kind of do that is we first need to gain perspective. We need to see what it is like not to be in my shoes, but in the shoes of the person I insult, the shoes of the person I hurt or want to cause pain with my words. This goes back to the golden rule that we shared about earlier in our service. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. What do you want to happen to you? You want to be loved. You want to be liked, admired, thanked, appreciated. So we should be sharing that with others. Our perspective of life matters. What also matters is to think about what is the perspective of God's point of view as we hurt and hurl insults at children that God loves. we must work with the Holy Spirit to avoid all of those problems that hurting others with our words cause. We also must be prepared to have a sincere desire. Because if we don't have a desire to change, guess what? We won't change. Amen. We won't change if we have no desire to change. So if you don't have a change, if you don't want to change, go ahead and put on music in your headphones during the rest of the service. Because as Christians, we are faithful to walking this path that is disciplined, which requires us to want every aspect of our lives to be changed. And one of the most important should be changing what comes out of our mouths. We also must remember that we need accountability. We are part of the body of Christ, the family of God, bound by our baptismal covenant that says that we work towards being more faithful together, that we cannot do it alone. We need the support of people close to us. Who's the person that knows you best, that knows that you kind of spew things out of your mouth when you shouldn't? You need to go to that person and say, would you every week or so just say, hey, how did you do with talking with others? How did you do with encouraging and lifting them up? Did you decide not to gossip? That's going to be important as we maintain the strength of our faith. And then finally, we have to put it into practice. And to put it into practice, we call upon God for strength. And we also realize that there will be times that we most likely stumble and fall. And in those moments, we need to ask God forgiveness and the strength to be able to get back up and to move on. Our mouths were made to bless, not curse. I want you to take just a moment, and I want you to think of someone that you insulted, that you hurt because of the words you said. Now, there are two categories to this. That person may tragically have already passed away. Maybe it was a mother, an aunt, or something. And in that case, ask God for forgiveness, that God will free you from that burden when you sincerely want recognition that you are sorry for that problem. And the second is that maybe the person is still around. Discern deeply how you might speak to them and say, I'm sorry. I know that I hurt you. I know that I hurt you. It's been lingering in my soul with guilt, and I really am sorry. And I hope you can forgive me. Because forgiveness is a blessing, one of the oldest blessings. And we're blessed by that forgiveness because of our connection with God, who has forgiven us for our own mistakes. Remember that God shouts out love and life into you. Remember that the love of God is supposed to be spoken by the body of Christ. You know, all across this land for centuries, there's been preaching about hell. And famously, Jonathan Edwards, and some of you may remember that name, one of the great evangelists in the United States in the early years, he would actually preach that the type of God that he envisioned was a God that dangled the sinner like a spider on a web above a flame. We must renounce this. All the folks that say that you are no good, you are scum. Not true. Our God says we are loved. We are so cherished by God. God chose to die and rise for us so that we might know the almighty power of love that God has for us, which should fuel you and all of us gathered here to go out in His name and serve with passion and speak blessing into people's lives. How could we not do that, knowing what God has done for us? How could we put down someone, be cruel to another, and knowing Jesus is with us? Brothers and sisters, we bless or we curse. We honor or we shame. And we must now choose that we want to respond to God's love and share in blessings and pour out speech that is loving and life-giving. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. As our singers come forward to lead us in our final song, I want to invite all of you to stand as we sing our closing song. And you'll have a time of prayer if you'd like to come to our prayer rails and also to join the life of our church to reaffirm your faith.
Please bow your heads. We're going to sing one more prayer together. Please close. close your eyes and bow with us.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul.
Absolutely. My thanks to Jim and Chi and all the scout leaders and scouts for being here today. We enjoyed having you with us. Please receive this blessing. Go forth with the almighty strength of the Holy Spirit that seeks to live out love through you. And may you be instruments. May you be the parts of the body of Christ that goes to transform this world. Amen.